Who's the guy who's got a hammer? He's not the god of hammers. That was a really good joke. I
That
like
was a
that
great
one.
joke, yeah. Yeah, very good.
Bad song. Good joke.
I liked it.
You know what song I like?
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Excelsior!
All right, so we're doing a quick lunchtime recording, and so it's not a regular episode, it's just a kind of a shorty.
Can we call these the lunch rush or the shorties?
Oh.
Lunch rush,
shorty. Shorty,
shorty lunch rush?
Yeah, lunch rush, shorty, sure. Spoiler alert, we are talking about Thor Ragnarok.
The only comic movie to come out in November.
The only one.
You guys even going to see Justice League?
What is what?
There's a what?
I'm actually kind of excited to see it.
Yeah. I'm seeing it on Thursday.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to see it, but...
spoiler for everybody.
Yeah. But, you know, we're generally behind on things, so let's talk about Thor.
That's fine. Well, I give people time to catch up and see it. Not everybody sees it in the first 2 days, so...
No, exactly. No, that was the thing is I saw it, I think, on the Tuesday after it came out because I was literally working every night, so I couldn't. And, like, it was just a nightmare. Because it was just, like, every time I, like, went on anything, it was just like, Thor, Thor, Thor! And everyone's just talking about everything. I'm like, you're killing me.
Also, why did you tag me in
this?
So, okay, what'd you think?
Oh, boy, that's a big one. Fun
it
as hell.
It was horrible, wasn't it?
It was a nightmare. Yeah, it was, goddamn.
Worst Thor.
The Dark World's the only one I care for.
You know what? I like Dark World better than the first one.
Really?
I did not enjoy the first one.
I like them, but I'm a huge Thor fan, so then
I kind of the opposite. Like, I like them both fine.
You're a real hammerhead.
I find it interesting that each... Yeah. God damn it.
F*** you guys, too.
I got hammered for both movies.
It's the weirdest thing, because both of them... Each of these movies is so different, in a way. Like, they all fit, like, story-wise. Like, it all, you know what I mean? Like, I felt it wrapped everything up as far as, like, but as far as a trilogy, it's the least consistent.
That was my, I enjoyed the movie. It was a great, fun time.
Yeah.
I do have problems with it and just how it fits. That I'm like, that character was not consistent at all from anywhere.
Yeah.
And the writing.
It was
like it was suddenly Guardians of the Galaxy, and everybody spoke exactly the same. Like, Hela was cracking jokes. I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, what's going on? Like, she was talking like just like everybody else. Like, I'm Star-Lord. Like, and that was my only real problem. There was a little too much humor almost.
And it was very, like improv-y humor, which is very casual. Yeah.
It was like in the second scene when he's talking to, is it Searcher?
Yeah.
But when it's like he's spinning around the thing, it's like, okay, all right, so this is what the movie is.
Yeah.
That's
what I thought.
That's not a bad thing. Like,
it was very fun.
The character has not been that previously.
Yeah.
There's been little hints of that and little bantering, especially with Banner.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like not to that extent.
He's had his funny little one-off-y moments. Like, he's adopted. Like, that whole thing. Yeah. They've hinted at him being kind of funny and kind of casual and, like, but usually it's sort of like he's like this big thunder god-y kind of guy who doesn't fully get, you know, this level of existence or what have you, and then that sort of where a lot of the humor comes from. And
you bounce it off the other characters who have the more of the humor, and he's kind of the straight man.
Yeah. Part of me can sort of appreciate him, maybe his, like, being on Earth more often than he is sort of having an influence on him where he's almost like a kid again. In a way, where he's just sort of like a little silly, a little goofy, kind of like, you know, they've had an influence on him. He's not really who he was in the beginning.
Well, it's like when the women stop him on the street, take a selfie with him.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Thor's a celebrity.
Yeah.
I personally, I think the first, maybe like the first act, it's sort of, I was a little worried.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like you were saying, it was sort of like a tonal shift from what I was used to a bit. And it felt a little like...
There was like they were just cramming it with jokes.
Yeah.
And it was just...
It settled in as it went on.
Yeah.
But also, like, it just felt maybe a little bit more uneven. We'll start as, like, Thor 2 ended with that, you know, big, like, to-do cliffhanger, like, oh, Loki's in the thing. You're like, oh, no. And it was supposed to be kind of ominous. And then it, and then completely, like, just, it was a joke.
Yeah.
Like, it you completely it cleaned that up with a joke.
It was like it was a sitcom fix. It was like, really? That's how we just dealt with the big baddie?
I know. Which, again, watching it, I was very entertained.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
But it was very inconsistent with what came before. You know. And the Doctor Strange thing. He did not need to be in that movie.
No.
Of course
not. I know why they did it. One, they're world building, and two, being in the theater, like, you had Benedict Cumberbatch and Tom Hiddleston on screen together, and, like, every woman and girl in the audience were just like, oh!
Yeah.
And some of the guys.
And some of the guys, oh, for sure. So, you know, that, yeah, okay, that's fair.
Mm.
People have been wanting that for a while, so give them a moment of that, that's fine. Mm. But it did feel a little haphazard in the opening, because it was just like, we want to do this and this and this and set it this way, and it just kind
of seemed like it was like, here's a rush thing in order to set up the rest of the movie.
Yes.
Well, they had, like, if you had watched The Dark World right before Ragnarok, it would have felt very weird. But it's been, like, 5 years.
Yeah. It feels like 5 years, anyway. I feel like it maybe has only been, like, two or three, but there's, like, 78 Marvel movies a year, so it feels like it happened in a previous life.
So there's a previous continuity.
Yeah. There's stuff, too, like, and it's not the biggest deal in the world, but, I mean, you had, like, The Warriors 3, you had...
Yeah.
And Hogan got a great... And
yeah.
Hogan's
yeah.
was fantastic. Fandral and...
and Volstagg.
And Volstagg. Oh, yeah. Like, I was just sitting there like, that sucks.
Like, it was almost like, well, we couldn't get the same actors, so we're just going to kill them really quick.
Yeah. But it was them, is the thing. It was the same actors. Like, even
it was? Because I couldn't even see them quick enough.
Yeah, they were just barely going. There.
Yeah.
They didn't even say anything.
And where was Sif? That was my other question.
And she wasn't there.
Yeah.
I think
wasn't that addressed in S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I think she had scheduling conflict with the show. She's on that show. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But they did sort of make a joke about it, and they had, like, the play.
Yeah.
The Damon play. I think she ran off after Loki died in the fake play. So you could sort of be like, oh, so they're nodding at the fact that she's just not... She left for some reason. So whatever. She wasn't present. So she survived, we can assume.
She's out there, and we will definitely retouch on the character later.
We won't.
We might.
We won't. I hope we do.
On ABC's Inhuman.
Yeah, that's definitely coming back.
Yeah, doing well. Korg.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I'm Korg. We're going to get out of here. Want to come?
They really wasted him, huh?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
It was fun, but as soon as he opened his mouth, I was like, what?
Because I was Taika Waititi, the director, playing that character. Like,
oh, sorry. I mixed him up with... What's his name?
Scourge. You're thinking Scourge?
Oh, and Scourge is... They were both kind of... I was a little disappointed in both.
Scourge... I mean, again, there's a lot... You know what I mean? It feels like you could have made two movies out of this.
Yeah.
The amount of material they covered. Don't have the time to
develop it,
They did the moment with, like, the two machine guns.
You know what? I saw you were just trying to get to that. That's all. That was the through line to get to that. But it was like, oh, I'm just a goofball idiot. I don't want to... No, don't make me do this. And it was like, oh, that's not... There, you can argue, but that's not really the character. But it was like, that wasn't any character. It was just kind of... Here's a guy that's going to stand in the background for a while.
Kind of.
Damn it, Jim, I'm the executioner.
Hela needed someone to talk to.
That's true.
Yeah.
I liked that Hela.
Hela was fantastic.
Yeah.
She needed
more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
she
I would
almost
say.
Took that thing too quick and then just was like, oh, now we're on to...
This is the thing where, like, you know what I mean? I almost hope that there was a bunch of... extra stuff where you could do a director's cut. Marvel never does these.
No.
But, I mean, that, her, as well as, like, the whole gladiator match stuff, we got, like, one really good fight in the match, but that's kind of it. Like, it seems like that could have been a movie in itself.
Yeah.
Ragnarok itself could have been a whole movie in itself.
Yeah.
And it's both stuff I loved. I really enjoy.
Yeah,
it's almost weird to complain about, but it's sort of like, yeah, I want more of both. It's a problem, but it's a good problem.
But then, I don't know if they're setting this up. When I originally heard that she was going to be in it, and it was her playing it, and I was like, oh, okay, are we setting up for a Hela Thanos connection? Because he was in love with death, and there is no actual death character that's been introduced.
So you could do a thing where you sort of combine.
She's the queen of hell. Like, she's the...
Very literally.
Yeah, literally.
The goddess of death, yes.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, are you going to play off that?
Yeah.
So I don't know, that would be great to see.
Yeah. It's always possible. I mean, again, she's dead, but how many Ragnaroks have there been in the comics?
Well, but that's what Ragnarok is. That's, yeah, it's a rebirth. It's not a, just an ending. That's the whole cycle.
So, you know. So Volstagg could come back.
Yep. Hungrier than ever.
Yeah.
Then we get the gold bloom.
Oh, yeah. Good. I enjoyed him.
Yeah.
No one's gonna have a problem with Goldblum.
No.
He's just Goldbluming it up.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I'm not a character. I'm just me.
A lot of what I read.
I was very sad that Benicio del Toro did not show up in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, could have been fun.
Could have been just even a quick nod, even if you just called him.
He,
on the video phone.
I'm trying to avoid spoilers before I saw it, but I saw a few things where people were like, oh, I wish there was more Goldblum in it. I'm like, there was a lot of Goldblum in it. There was the exact right amount of Goldblum in that movie.
You could have over...
Yeah, I think they hit it perfectly, because it's like, you could have had too little, you could have had too much. It's like...
That's a Three Bears situation.
I did like the interplay with him and Loki and just Thor and just that. That was a cool little...
Yeah.
He's trying to... I'm just trying to not piss off the Grandmaster. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, that was a good
whole tightrope walk thing going on there. Yeah.
Hey, Sparkles, here's the deal. If you want to get back to Asgard.
Asgard!
There were some issues with maybe how everything's set up, but I think what it did, whether or not you're super happy with what it did, it did really well.
Yeah.
I think what they did with the characters was well realized. I think all the performance is really good. You know, the Thor thing we talked about earlier, maybe him being his character being a little different than we're used to. You know, maybe after Dark World, sort of people realize Chris Hemsworth was funny.
Well,
and it's like, well, let's just do this now.
He's got a comedic, he's very good with comedic timing and all this. Yeah. But I think it's more, it's like, oh, Guardians of the Galaxy did really well. And oh, Deadpool did really well with the humor.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do that. And it's like, now that's...
The thing is, the Marvel movies...
You've seen it injected into a lot of the movies.
The thing is, the Marvel movies were humorless before that.
Yeah, exactly.
Grim death marches.
Yeah, exactly. No colors at all. The colors. Let's talk about the colors.
Oh, so many colors. All of them were there. Man. All your favorites.
Fun for the whole family.
But just the style of it, I mean, they leaned really hard into, like, Kirby designs for, like, the Sakaar and the Grandmaster and that whole thing. And just bright, poppy, you know, I'm not going to bring
bright,
up another
poppy
company.
Fields.
Yes. Of poppies.
Heroin.
Anyway.
Delightful.
But there is some of the Marvel movies before had, they would sort of, the color grading would be a little more washed out, and it seems like they're getting a little more vibrant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, which, there's certain,
when it,
well,
when
like
it suits
really, it. When it suits it, the, like the whole Thor, all the Thor movies have all been kind of colorful like that.
This
and
is
very Kirby-esque, and then this going to Sakaar, and then just having.
Yeah. This beyond.
Just the Grandmaster himself, just what Goldblum looked like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, well, I was almost to the point of, you didn't really think of this much. This was just I'm going to wear this. And he just walked in himself. I'm going to put a little makeup. We're done. Well, but sir, no, I'm Goldblum.
It's literally how he showed up on set. It's like, okay. All right. All
right. He got out of his car that way.
Yeah. Total coincidence. Like, everything kind of fits. All right, here we go.
And then Korg was like, perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
Love it, man. That's really...
Did Korg, I have to watch it again. I heard him, and this might not have happened, to ask him like who he is. Like, I'm a thing. I thought he said, I'm a thing, and he's like made of rocks. I heard that. I hope I heard that. I probably didn't hear that. I probably just wanted to hear that.
I don't think he did that.
I know.
I just want to believe.
That's the Bry's cut, bro.
Yeah, I put that in there. Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
A lot of people really took to that character. I thought she was...
She's interesting, but I don't...
Not comics Valkyrie by any stretch at all.
And I was fine with that. Yeah, I just okay. It was like one of those not super developed. Seemed like an execution.
But she drinks a lot.
Yeah. Oh, she's so upset.
It could have... Yeah, could have had more time. Could have been more developed. I mean, they showed sort of what had happened and where she'd been. There was a bit.
And
they weren't like, spelling it out that much.
No, it wasn't horribly... It wasn't the way they did with Scourge, but... Yeah, it was.
It's kind of funny. This is a movie that we all enjoyed, right?
Yeah.
We've done nothing but complain about
that.
I don't know. I thought she was a lot of fun in it. I thought I'd like to see more of her, and I guess we will.
You know, it was weird.
You're allowed to have two female characters.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, you can have Sif and Valkyrie. They can be there at the same time.
That would
have
been great.
Jane,
Yeah, it's funny, right? Yeah, the so many aspects of it's like he was barely on Earth at all in the movie, like for like 2 minutes, and even then, it's like he didn't really need it, you know, at all.
I did see somebody talking online to some post about it that they're like, "Oh, I want to see maybe Valkyrie will take over the Thor series or something," and I was like, "What?
It's a bit of a stretch."
Yeah, I'm like that she didn't have that huge of a character, and that's all she's appeared in. Suddenly just hand over the series to her. Like, if you want a Valkyrie, what movie you could do a Valkyrie? You could do a separate thing, it seems like.
And I think Thor has still got movies in him.
Yeah. I think there's other things he could be done.
I get it. Like, I get a lot of people have really taken to the character because, you know, as far as, like, a female-led Marvel movie, it hasn't happened. And, you know, people want that, and I get that. I want to see more of that. I want to see your character have more focus and more time and stuff like that. Apparently, she and the other actresses in Marvel are pressuring Kevin Feige to do a woman team-up movie, like with like Valkyrie and Black Widow and like Gamora and blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know how naturally that would work out in the story. That just
would be like, wow, that's forced.
Huh, we all have to be women. That's so weird.
However, I mean, like, if they manage to pull it off.
I was on the other side of the universe, but I came over here. I was in Asgard, but let's go battle crime in Hell's Kitchen.
But Asgard is in a place.
It's true.
That's like saying, I was in SAD.
But I was.
Infinity War, though, is bringing all of these characters together.
Well, that's...
So if you set things up in a way where they all know each other and there's a natural way that could happen, I'd be all for that.
They can all move in together.
That's true.
And it's a natural thing that Gamora and Black Widow would just hang out.
They might.
Plausible.
They might.
Sure. They're both great at killing dudes.
Yep.
They're so good at it.
What do you want to do? Let's go kill some dudes.
Watch it. I'm just saying, I'd watch it.
It's an hour and a half and there's people getting killed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I want to talk about something positive.
Sure.
Visually.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the shots in this thing were just like classical paintings come to life. They would like focus. It would be like a slow-mo shot. You had like all the Valkyries coming in the flashback on Hela. And you had like, I think there was one of like Scourge like jumping out of the ship or something into the army.
Yeah.
And like literally they just looked like classical, like mythological, religious paintings, and they were stunning.
It would be like something in the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah.
I think it's that sort of,
that heavy well layer realized
and
that.
The light and, yeah. Really well done.
And it very fitting, I think, for something that is kind of like mythological in nature. So that was kind of neat. Like, you know, as far as like visuals go in this series, that will always stand out for me, just how they accomplished that.
And they used it sparingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they could have very easily done it a whole bunch.
Yeah. And
they could have Snydered the hell out of it.
But
that Hulk Thor fight could have been very slow and very boring, but instead it was a great, fast, quick-paced fight.
Yeah,
like a fight should be.
Yeah, you know, like fights.
That was a great fight scene.
Incredible. Really well done. That's the thing, too, is like it could have, you know what I mean, you introduced the gladiator stuff, you didn't see too much of gladiator matches, but that was good.
Yeah.
Biggest muscle in the body.
I've got lots of muscles, so technically more brains.
Visually, at least, like the fight scenes, like the action in general, like Hela versus like the Hogan scene, like Hela versus everybody. Wow, like that was just great. Like I just feel like the fight scenes, the action choreography is just getting bad.
I loved how she moved.
Oh yeah,
just I don't know, it would just have this.
Yeah, I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like this wow, quality you really was, got that character of just being
like completely
you're
beyond.
Evil, you're evil in a walk. Like, nice job.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too, is, like, playing that such a high, like literally a goddess of death or something, it's, like, very just movements even in human and just, and just, like, beyond human reference. Very, very well done.
Yeah.
So there was a video about how they made, you would assume something like that would just be CGI, but the headdress was a real thing. It was, like, a 3D printed, like, very lightweight. And I was impressed that, because you saw in the trailer where she sort of like went and it went away or it came in, it's like, oh, you're gonna see it one time. It's gonna be like Ego, where you're gonna see a face on the planet for like literally 2 seconds and that's all you get. But she was wearing that most of the time.
Yeah.
And
it was like awesome. Okay, we're going in a battle, do this.
Yeah. And that too, like they have it even in Marvel, even they have a habit to sort of like tone down the big bombastic comic-y things too often. And if they're gonna go crazier with that stuff, visually at least, yeah, man.
Yeah.
That was cool. Especially in a Thor movie, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what this phase has been about a lot. It's like, You know, phase one was sort of very grounded. And now it's like, okay, all of these characters exist. We accept that we're in a comic book world. Let's do comic book stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think...
Let's get crazy.
You know, even like the first Thor movie went to sort of a bit of a length to dismiss them being gods.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were playing up with like, oh, they, you know, we visited Earth and they called us God.
Yeah.
Even though we're just like aliens, long-lived aliens from another world. This one is just like, no, we're gods. You know, they're owning the out there sort of magic stuff in a way that they haven't as of yet, which,
yeah, good, because, you know, comics.
No.
All right, so what is our Thor score?
How many gold blooms?
Yeah.
I give it Thor to Thor.
Thor and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I take that back.
How many Thors?
Three quarter of
Thor. How many hammers?
Three quarter of Thor.
How many pieces of a hammer?
No, how many different hammers? I give it one war hammer.
Yeah.
One Beta Ray Bill hammer.
Oh.
And half of a Thunderstrike hammer.
Oh, that's nice.
Thunderstrike hammer or is half a hammer.
That's true. It's a little nubbin. Thunderstrike's a little nubbin.
I give it two-thirds of an umbrella.
Ah, yeah,
that was fun too.
That was a nice little reference.
Nice, yeah, exactly.
We liked this movie.
He had the Beta Ray Bill head on the tower.
And Ares. And Man-Thing.
Yeah.
That I was like, holy shit.
And they were building a Hulk one, I think, when things went down.
And there was a Bi-Beast was on there too.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the
double-faced-headed
thing. That was another one that was on.
I'm just saying, these are all they're all canon now.
Yeah.
Beta Ray Bill is canon.
Woo! We did it!
Yay. We did it! Cool. I don't know. I liked it quite a bit.
Yep.
But it's one of the things I'd have to watch it again before I know for sure.
Yeah, as much as I was shitting on stuff, I did like it. I liked it quite a bit. But there has been, with mutual friends, big discussion online like, that was the best Marvel movie ever. I'm like, I don't think that's true.
It's one of the best reviewed at this point, for sure.
Well, yeah. But.
And critical reception. But again, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, it's a ton of fun, but there are criticisms.
Yeah.
I'm Bri Kotick, and you can read my comic at WelcomeToHereafter.com. That's all I have to say.
I'm Merk. You can find me at MerkAsylum.ca, MerkAsylum.ca, Merk on Facebook, Merkanaut like astronaut on Instagram.
I'm Kyle Lees. You can check my stuff out at TheKyleLees.com or just by Googling my name, K-Y-L-E-L-E-E-S, L-M-N-O-P.
You need the last part.
M-O-U-S-E. Bye. Yeah, and many more.
No, keep going.
He's urging him.
No, I have to go back to work.